You're tuning in to the Meet Your Candidates election series on Fresh FM. In every episode, we interview a new candidate running for local elections so you can get to know them better before you head to the polling booth. To find more information about the 2025 council election, head to nelson.govt.nz. Kia ora. Today I am joined by Jeremy Matthews, who is standing as a candidate at large in Nelson. Jeremy, welcome to Fresh FM.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, look, most people know who I am. I've been a real estate agent in the area for, nearly 30 years. I'm famous in my own bathroom, in fact. Now, look, I was Nelson raised. Flew the coop at the right time because Nelson's a great place to grow up and to grow human beings in. And so we all fly, we all take off, and we do well, come away from success overseas or up and down the country. And like a magnet, Nelson calls us home. And so now true. My kids are coming home after being away. But we were away for 30-odd years, very successful careers, Sue and I. And then we're back, and we've been back for 20 years, and all of that has been in residential real estate, which I love, and talk to you all day about it, so don't press that button.
Okay, I'll try not to.
Yeah.
Now, Jeremy, if you were elected, what is the number one issue or issues that you'd like to focus on for our community?
Yeah, good question, very good question. Look, even the Garden of Eden had a snake in it, so no real estate is perfect. So what I see straight away is the sad state of Nelson CBD. That CBD is our engine room. Mm. From it, our wealth comes. Our wealth grows, as it also produces our sense of who we are, our chutzpah. And we know this because Nelson had a vibrant CBD for decades and loved it. Mardi Gras, stuff going on, business happening, people trying to get in and do stuff. Friday night shopping way back in the when was just wonderful. It was like carnival every week.
Mm.
But now that CBD is struggling. There are lots of for sale signs, empty shops, and the people, the customers, are going elsewhere. Where are they going? To Richmond.
Mm.
So what's Richmond got that Nelson hasn't got? Two things. Free parking and plenty of it, whether we like it or not. That's a key. And the other one is that the business owners and property owners in the CBD are being hammered by a big, heavy rates differential. They're paying up to 8 times for the rates in their buildings in town as what they're paying for their homes on the outskirts or on the fringe of the city.
Mm.
And that is sucking the life and energy out of the CBD. That's what's happening. The patient is sick and we need to get into it straight away. And council can do it because council's got its hands on the levers.
Yeah, and you have a clear path of how that's going to happen.
And we have an example that's working next door in Richmond, and I'm asking, what the hey?
So if we're thinking about you, what do you bring to the mix? It might be a different approach. What do you bring?
I see promise everywhere in Nelson. That's why I came back. Well, we all came back. The place is bursting with potential, and it's opportunities never go big, and they'll just get taken up by someone else. But Nelson is so replete with resources, with quality people living here, the number of rock stars, and I don't mean rock stars, you know, like Kiss rock stars, but the number of people who are real achievers who have just slipped in under the radar and they're living here and they're as happy as pigs in muck because no one knows they're here and they're enjoying the light, the community feel, the vibe. I see the stuff, and that's what I bring to this, part of what I bring to council is use that. That's a resource. People are our resource. We don't, you know, we have minerals, and we have fish, and we have forest, and we have tourism. But really, our deep resource is us. You know, we all have stuff to bring, and we just don't get opportunity or a chance to bring it. And I see us as our resource that really makes the place happen.
To wrap us up on this intro, what is the one message you would like to get across to voters?
Do it. Do not sit there and not vote and then complain about what comes through your letterbox or who knocks on your door if they bother to call or what's wrong with this community. Democracy is the most precious thing ever invented by the hand of man. Men and women and children have died to get democracy, to win democracy, to flee to the arms of democracy. And we have it here. If they say vote your people in, then jolly well get out and do it. If you don't, you don't get to speak into the conversation when things go right or wrong.
Thank you for that message to our listeners, Jeremy, and thank you so much for coming into Fresh FM.
Okay, my pleasure, my pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Meet Your Candidates podcast series on Fresh FM. To find out more information about the local elections, head to nelson.govt.nz.